Jayaraghamadhava Jaya Kunjabiyadi Jaya Radhamadhava Jaya Kunjabiyadi Gopalabha Jaya Giribhada Muni Jaya Giribhada Hari Bijana Balaba Jaya Giribhada Nahuri Jaya Giribhada Nahuri Yasoda Nandana Jaya Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Raja Jana Ranjana Yama Yurabana Chari Jaya Kun Jabiyari Jaya Kun Hari Jaya Radhava Jaya Kundali Vijana Balabhava Jaya Kundali Vishnupad.
Paramahansa Acharya Ortana Satishi Shimai Divine Grace
Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai
ISKCON Founder Chak Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai
Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Seiko Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindikajai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopikopana Shayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturadam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Shrimati Galasi Devi Kijai
Samaveda Bhakta Vrindikajai. Go, Prabhananda Hari Hari. All glories the assemblies, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Buddhale Srimati Bhaktivananda Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarine. So, Om Ganata Midanda Shagadan Jana Shalakya Chakshura Midam Yena Tai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Good to see everybody. So we're continuing with our study of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we are reading from the Madhya Lila, chapter 10, verse 147 already. And we're reading about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's return to Jagannath Puri and his interactions with the various devotees. So we'll continue with our reading. And let's share the screen. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay. Let's continue. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tandre Kaila Angikara Apana Sriyanga Sevaya Dila Rikara. After Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and engaged him in the service of his personal body. Let me fill you in. If you weren't on the class last night, what happened? Govinda and Kashishvara are both disciples of Ishwarapuri, as is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Ishwarapuri was getting ready to leave this world, he instructed his disciples Govinda and Kashishvara to go serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Govinda and Kashishvara were actually from caste-conscious Shudra families. Not actually Shudras. They weren't Shudras. They were Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas never to be considered a Shudra. Acharyamam Vikaniyam Navamanyaita Kari Chidna Marchi Puja Suyeta Sarva Deva Mayo Guru. So they were sent to Mahaprabhu. Actually, this Govinda first, the other devotee was actually touring around India at that time, the holy places. Govinda was sent first, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, how can Ishwarapuri have initiated a Shudra? And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed him that a Vaishnava is transcendental, and Krishna says in the Gita, anyone who approaches him can achieve the transcendental destination. So that question was answered. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, how can I take service from Govinda, who is my godbrother? Because it's not proper for a devotee to engage a godbrother in his personal service. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya knew the answer to this. He said, actually, that because it is the order of the guru that takes first priority. In other words, the first priority even over ordinary etiquette. Very, very, very important point. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Govinda and Kashishvara and engage Govinda first and Kashishvara later on
in the service of his personal body. So they were Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal assistants or servants. So, Prabhura Priya Bhritya Kari Sabe Kare Mana Sakala Vaishnava Raghuvinda Kare Samadhanaha. Everyone respected Govinda as the dearest servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Govinda served all the Vaishnavas and saw to their needs. Jotabara Kirtaniya Dwi Haridasa Ramayanandai Rahe Govindera Pasha. Both Haridasa Sr. and Haridasa Jr., who were musicians, as well as Ramayanandai, used to stay with Govinda. Govindara Sangeka Prabhura Sevana Govindara Bhagyat Singha Nayaya Varnana. And of course, this wasn't the Haridas Thakur. This was another Haridas. They all remained with Govinda to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, no one could estimate the good fortune of Govinda. Actually, Prabhupada said many times devotees are called Haridas. That's a common name given to devotees. Haridas means servant of Hari. Just like even Govardhan is called Haridas. Did you know that? Haridas Varya is a name of Govardhan, which means he is the best servant of Hari or Krishna. And it's interesting, you have many devotees who are the best servants of Krishna. How can everybody be the best? Well, this is the spiritual world. Everybody can be the best in the spiritual world, because there's no worst. In the material world, if I am the best, you are worse. In the spiritual world, everybody can be the best, because everybody is the best. How is that? That's the spiritual world. It's not a world of duality or relative world. The material world is a relative world. Just like we have these Olympics. Someone wins the gold medal. Somebody wins the silver medal. That's number two. Someone wins the bronze medal. That's number three. So gold is best. Silver is second best. And bronze is third best. But in Krishna consciousness, everybody can be guest, best, 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 best. Best, 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 best. And of course, Radharani is the best devotee and personality of God. Anyway, we don't distinguish between devotees and call them not so best, or second best, or third best. In the material world, you have first class, second class, third class, and then 10th class. Yuck. But spiritually, everyone is first class. That's the point. Aradine Mukunda Data Kahi Prabhurastane Brahmananda Bharati Aila Tamara Arishane. The next day, Mukunda Dat informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahmananda Bharati, come to see you. This is going to be very interesting. Adyadeha Yaritanre Anihe Tai Prabhu Kahi Guru Tina Yava Tanra Tari. Mukunda Dat then asked the Lord, shall I bring him here? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Brahmananda Bharati is like my spiritual master. It is better that I go to him. Wow. E Bali Mahaprabhu Bhakta Gane Sange Chaliaila Brahmananda Bharati Rahage. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees came into the presence of Brahmananda Bharati. Brahmananda Bhariyache Mriga Charmambara Tahadeki Prabhu Duka Paila Hantara. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees approached him, they saw that he was covered with a deer skin. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very unhappy. The Prabhupada explains that Brahmananda Bharati belonged to the Shankara Sampradaya. The title Bharati indicates a member of one of that Sampradaya's 10 classes of sannyasis. It is customary for a person who has renounced the world to cover his body with a deer skin or the bark of a tree. And sometimes
with nothing than naked sannyasis. And we don't do any of those, and I'll explain that in a second. This is enjoined by the Manu Samhita. Oh my God, it's in the Manu Samhita. We better do it. But if a sannyasi who has renounced the world simply wears a deerskin and does not spiritually advance, he's bewildered by false prestige. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like to see Brahmananda Bharati wearing a deerskin. What does that mean? That means that many of the injunctions, such as injunctions in the Manu Samhita, which many of you are very enthusiastic to follow, you ritualistic Brahmins, or ritualistic people, they're not really applicable unless our spiritual master gives them to us. They're adjustable according to time, place, and circumstance, because Trigunya Vishaya Veda. Hate to tell you, but a lot of these injunctions are meant for those in the three modes of nature, or dealing with the three modes of nature, or dealing with a particular culture. It's like we're talking about the rituals, which many devotees get into nowadays. All these like complicated rituals. I can hardly recognize sometimes when devotees are doing things. What are you doing? What mantra are you chanting? What mudra are you doing? What are you doing? And many of these, it's a fact. But these things, there's many cases, just time, place, and circumstance. So like the Hari Bhakti Vilas, most of it is time, circumstance, for specific purposes, particularly to preach to Brahmanas so they can come to Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada actually said parts of the Hari Bhakti Vilas are influenced by smarta considerations. Smarta means ritualistic considerations. The smarta sampradaya is actually a deviation from pure Krishna consciousness. So one has to accept things according to what the guru gives you, because the Vedic literatures are like a pharmacopoeia. What do you mean? Pharmacopoeia. Pharmacy. Drugstore. That in a drugstore there are many drugs. Medicine, salves, perfumes, what else? Powder. There's many things in the store. And especially the medicines, you can't just go in there and just take whatever one you like, even though they're all good. We're not criticizing any medicine, just like we don't criticize anything in the Vedic literatures. However, they're all good, but they're all meant, like all medicines, are meant for particular patients, in particular conditions, in particular situations. Yep. For example, if you take a medicine, it's meant for high blood pressure, but you don't have high blood pressure, your blood pressure will go, you will die. If you take insulin and you have diabetes, your blood sugar will go so low you could faint or die. And it's all good. Insulin's good. High blood pressure medicine is good. But it's meant for certain circuits. Same thing with these Vedic injunctions. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like to see his sannyasis wearing deer skin, even though it's there in the Vedic literatures. Even though in the Bhagavatam you have injunctions about deer skin and tree bark. Lord Ram, when he went to the forest with Lakshman and Sita Devi, he was wearing tree bark, clothes of tree bark. Not exactly the pieces of tree bark attached to his body, but they would make cloth from the tree bark, and it was very uncomfortable and itchy. But Lord Chaitanya didn't like that. Lord Chaitanya understood how to apply things according to time, place, and circumstance. Similarly, as Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada understood and understands how to apply things according to time, place, and circumstance, and Prabhupada's representatives who were preaching in the Western world or India or wherever they are understand how to adjust things according to time, place, and circumstance. There are cultural adjustments. Prabhupada mentions that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is applicable in India may not be applicable in the West, and what is applicable in the West might be applicable in India. What's applicable in China may not be applicable in India. China, for example, they eat with chopsticks. I'm not going to eat with chopsticks. I'd never be able to eat enough. I'd starve to death. Of course, probably lose some weight, which I need to do. So, we, when in Rome, when in America, when in India, do certain things as the Indians, the Americans, and the Romans do. Very, very important principle. So Lord Chaitanya did not approve, because that was for a previous age, even though it's there in the Vedic literatures. So let's hear how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu treated Brahmananda Bharti in a very sarcastic way. Wow, just to teach him a lesson. Dekiyata chadma kaila yena dekenani mukundere puche tahan Bharati Goshani. Seeing Brahmananda Bharati wearing the deerskin, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pretended not to see him. Instead, he asked Mukundadat, "Where is Brahmananda Bharati, my spiritual master?" Mukunda kahe e age deka vidyamana Prabhu kahe tena nahina tumi agehana. Mukundadat replied, "Here is Brahmananda Bharati in your presence." The Lord replied, "You are incorrect. Not Brahmananda Bharati." Now that's a real heavy statement. Imagine you come before me and you say, "My name is, you know, Krishnadas." And I say, "That's not Krishnadas." You say, "Yes, my name is Krishnadas." "No, that's not Krishnadas." Because Krishnadas would not dress that way. Anyare anya kaha nahi tumara jnana Bharati Goshani kene parimena chama. You must be talking to someone else first. This is surely not Brahmananda Bharati. You simply have no knowledge. Why should Brahmananda Bharati wear a deer skin? Shuni Brahmananda kare hridye vichare mora charmam brahena vaya inhare. When Brahmananda Bharati heard this, he thought, "My deerskin is not approved by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Well, that is a no-brainer. Balakahena charmambara damba lagi puri charmambara paridane sangsarana tari. Thus admitting his mistake, Brahmananda Bharati thought, "He spoke well. I put on this deerskin only for prestige. I cannot cross the ocean, over the ocean of essence, simply by wearing a deerskin." It's also what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressing Brahmananda Bharati's motivation. I mean, sometimes we take sannyas just for prestige, just so people will offer obeisances to us. Just like if you're a sannyasi, just like yesterday I was at the New Orleans temple, people were offering obeisances and doing all sorts of things, and, you know, offering kachoris, which I couldn't eat, because it's not my diet, and big guru puja, like that, bathing my feet. And if one actually gets into, let's say, being worshipped, or having prestige, that is maya, that is subtle sex life. That's true. Profit, adoration, distinction. So what was I thinking? As they were offering obeisances, and RT, you know, incense, kachoris, which I couldn't eat. Well, I was giving them out to all the devotees. What was I thinking? I was thinking, I'm doing this for Prabhupada. This is my service to Prabhupada. I'm accepting on behalf of Prabhupada. I was praying for their benefit. But no way was I thinking, this is nectar to be worshipped. It's actually an austerity. It's an austerity, but it's a service. You sit and you let people worship you. Actually, they're worshiping Krishna. You're accepting on behalf disciplic succession, and that way it's a loving exchange. I understand that. But I'm not thinking, they're worshiping me, they're singing my song. That's crazy. And even there was that one funny I kept having at the temple, is every time I went outside and wanted to take a walk, someone wanted to put my shoes on for me. And that is very frustrating for me, because when I put the shoes on, actually it's sneakers, they always take twice as long to get my foot in it, twice as long to tie the shoelaces, and they tie them wrong, so I have to ultimately retie them. So, but it's a fight. Every time I just walk out and I put my shoes on, no, let me do it, let me do it, let me do it. I'm thinking, no, let me do it. And they just keep insisting, and then I have to redo it after waiting 2 hours for them to put my shoes on. Anyway, it's a sacrifice. But if one wants liberation and distinction, that's not quite a Brahminical consciousness. Because the Brahman is a manina manadena. He offers respects to others. He's not wanting any respect. What good is it if people give me respect? Except if I accept on behalf of my spiritual master. But otherwise, you know, I'm not going to become ecstatic because someone bows down, Mr. So, Aji, haite na pariba e charam hambara prabhu bhairgirvasa anaila jadiya antara. From today on, I shall not wear this deerskin. As soon as Brahmananda Bharati decided this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding his mind, immediately sent for the robes of a sannyasi. Charam hambara chari. Brahmananda Parila Vasana Prabhulasi Kaila Tandra Charana Vandana. As soon as Brahmananda Bharati gave up his deerskin and covered himself with robes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and offered respects at his lotus feet. So that's definitely like a sarcastic type of instruction. So Lord Chaitanya was capable of giving instructions sarcastically. Bharati Kahe Tamara Achara Loka Shikhaite punana karibe nati vaya panachite. Ramananda Bharati said, you instruct the general populace by your behavior. I will not do anything against your wishes, otherwise you will not offer me respects but will neglect me. I am afraid of this. Sampratika dwe brahma ihan chala chala jagannath achala brahma tumita satchala. At the present moment, I see two Brahmans. One Brahman is Lord Jagannath, who does not move, and the other Brahman, who is moving, is you. Lord Jagannath is the Archivigraha, the worshipable deity, and the non-moving Brahman. But you are Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you are moving here and there. The two of you are the same Brahman, master of the material nature, but you are playing two parts, one moving and one not moving. In this way, two Brahmans are now residing at Jagannath Puri. Purushottama. Let me just see the Sanskrit for the Bengalis there. That's interesting. Anyway, it's just interesting. Tumi gora varna tena shamala varna dvi brahme kaila sabha jagatarana. Of the two Brahmans, you are complexioned, and the other Lord Jagannath is blackish. Both of you are delivering the whole world. Prabhu kahe satcha kahi tamara agamane dvi brahma prakatila shri purushottame. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, actually, to tell you the truth, due to your presence, there are now two Brahmans at Jagannath Puri. Funny. Lord Chaitanya is making a play on words here. Brahmananda Namatumi Gora Brahma Chala Shyamavarna Jagannatha Vasiyachena Chala. Both Brahmananda Gora Hari are moving, whereas the blackish Lord Jagannath is sitting tight and immobile.
Brahmananda Bharati wanted to prove that there is no difference between the Supreme Lord and the Jiva, whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to prove that he and Brahmananda Bharati were Jivas, and that although the Jivas are Brahman, there are many, but the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Brahman, is one. So I guess Brahmananda Bharati had a little bit of philosophical misunderstanding. On the other hand, Brahmananda Bharati also wanted to prove that Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were one, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that to fulfill his mission, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to be moving, whereas Lord Jagannath appeared to be inert. Thus, this jolly argument was going on. Finally, Brahmananda Bharati referred the whole matter to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for a final decision. Bharati kahe sarvabhauma na in harasani amaranyaya uchamana diya. Brahmananda Bharati said, "My dear Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please become the mediator in this logical argument between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and me." Vyapya vyapaka bhave jiva brahme jani jiva vyapya brahma vyapaka shastrite vakhani. Brahmananda Bharati continued, "The living entity is localized, whereas the Supreme Brahman is all-pervading. That is the verdict of the revealed scriptures." Ramananda Bharati drew Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's attention because he wanted him to judge the argument. He then stated that Brahman, the Supreme Lord, is all-pervading. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita in the 13th chapter, text 3. Kshetrajnam chapimam viti sarva chetra Bhartha Kshetra Kshetra Gihor Yanam Yathas Yanam Matahum Mama. O sign of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. That is my opinion. The Supreme Personality of Godhead and his Paramatma feature is expanded everywhere. The Brahma Sangita says, Antarastha Paramanu Chayantarastam. Brahma Sangita 35. By virtue of his all pervasive nature, the Supreme Lord is within this universe as well as within all elements of the universe. He is even within the atom. In this way, the Supreme Lord Govinda is all pervasive. On the other hand, the living entities are very small. It is said that the living entity is 1/10,000 the tip of the hair. Therefore, the living entity is localized. Living entities rest on the Brahman effulgence, the bodily rage of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Charma kulchana kaila amare shodhana donhara vyapya vyapakatve etakarana. Purified me by taking away my dear skin. This is proof that he is all pervasive and all powerful, and that I am subordinate to him. So Brahmananda Bharati herein asserts that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Brahman, that he is the, and that he, that's Brahmananda Bharati, is the subordinate Brahman. This is confirmed in the Vedas. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitanam. It's from the Katha Upanishad 2.2.13. There are many living entities and one supreme living entity. And the rest of the verse, he's maintaining the supreme living entity is maintaining the plural living entities. The Supreme Personality of God is Brahman or Parabrahman, the chief of all living entities. Both the Supreme Brahman or the Personality of God and living entities are persons, but the Supreme Brahman is the predominator, whereas the living entities are predominated. Swarna varno hemango varangas chandanam gati sanhyasa krishava shanto nishta shanti parayanaha. His bodily hue is golden and his whole body is like molten gold. Every part of his body is very beautifully constructed and smeared with sandalwood pulp. Accepting the renounced order, the Lord is always equal poised. He is firmly fixed in his mission of chanting what the Hare Krishna mantra. And he is firmly situated in his dualistic conclusion and in his peace. So this is actually a quote from the Mahabharata. It's part of the Vishnu Sahasranama Stotra, which is the thousand names of Lord Vishnu. And it's about Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya is mentioned in the Vishnu Sahasranama, in the thousand names of Lord Vishnu. Esava name rahinahaya ijaspada chandanaka nakta, sorry, prasada dora shibuje angada. All the symptoms mentioned in the verse from the Vishnu Sahasranama Stotra are visible in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His arms are decorated with sandalwood pulp and the thread received from the Sri Jagannath Deity, and these are his ornamental bangles. Wow. But the Charya Kahi Bharati Deki Chaya Prabhu Kahi Ye Kaha Se Satchahoya. After hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya rendered his judgment, saying, Brahmananda Bharati, I see that you are victorious. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, I accept whatever Brahmananda Bharati has said. It is quite all right with me. Oh, Krishna. Guru Shisha Nyaya Satcha Shishera Parajaya Parati kahi honahi anyahi tu hoiha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus posed himself as a disciple and accepted Brahmananda Bharati as a spiritual master. He then said, the disciple is certainly defeated in an argument with the spiritual master. Brahmananda Bharati immediately uttered these words, saying, this is not the cause of your defeat, there is another cause. And this, of course, goes on to indicate the loving relationship between the Lord and his followers, his devotees. Bhaktastani haratumi etomara svabhava arahika shunatumi apana prabhava. It is your natural characteristic to accept defeat at the hands of your devotee. There's also another glory of yours which I add. Ajanma karandhu muni irakara jana tomadeki krishna haila mora vijamana. I have been meditating on the impersonal Brahman since my birth, but since I have seen you, I have fully experienced Krishna. Brahmananda Bharati admitted that when there is an argument between the spiritual master and the spiritual master is naturally victorious, although the disciple may put forward a strong argument. In other words, it is customary that the words of the spiritual master are more worshipable than the words of a disciple. Under the circumstances, since Brahmananda Bharati was in the position of the spiritual master, it's because he was the godbrother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas guru, he emerged victorious over Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who considered himself Brahmananda Bharati's disciple. However, Brahmananda Bharati reversed the argument and took the position of a devotee, stating that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna. This means that the Lord was voluntarily defeated out of affection for his devotee. He was defeated voluntarily because no one can defeat the supreme... Concerning this, the words of Bhishma and the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.37 are important. Swanigamam apahaya matparti yang ritam adhikartum avapluto ratasta drittaratacharano vyayachalad gor haririva huntu. Fulfilling my desire and sacrificing his own promise, he got down from the chariot and took up its wheel and ran toward me hurriedly, just as a lion goes to kill an elephant. He even dropped his outer garment on the way. So Krishna promised not to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra, but Bhishma, in order to break Krishna's promise, attacked Arjuna in such a vigorous way that Krishna was obliged to take up a chariot wheel and attack Bhishma. The Lord did this to show that his devotee was being maintained at the sacrifice of his own promise. Brahmananda Bharati said, since the beginning of my life, I was attached to the impersonal Brahman realization, but as soon as I saw you, I became very much attached to the personality of Godhead Krishna. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Lord Krishna himself, and Brahman, thus Brahmananda Bharati became his devotee. So, of course, this is very similar to the story of Sukadeva Goswami. He was within his mother's womb. He was Brahman realized, and when he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, he decided to come out. And also similar to the story of the four Kumaras, when they smelled the tulsi leaves and flowers offered at the lotus feet of the Lord, they became devotees of the Lord. Very, very, very similar. And that's what the Atmarama verse states. All varieties of Atmaramas. Atmarama cha munyo nigranta piya rukume kurvati haituki vati yatam. Guna Hari, all varieties of self-realized souls, especially those who are Brahman-realized, are attracted to Krishna. And that's proof that Krishna is transcendental, Narayana Pura Abhyakta. Because they, or these Atmaramas, are not attached to anything or attracted to anything material. And if they're attracted to Krishna, it means that Krishna is not material. Very, very. So, Krishna namaspure muke mane netre Krishna tomake tadrupa gadeki vidya satrishna. Brahmananda Bharati continued, since I have seen you, I have been feeling Lord Krishna's presence in my mind, and I have been seeing him before my eyes. I want to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. Over and above this, within my heart, I consider you to be Krishna, and I therefore very eager to serve you. So the sign of a great devotee, or Krishna, is that just by seeing them you want to chant. I remember the first time I saw Prabhupada, I just went, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sorry. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I couldn't stop chanting and thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day. Just by seeing Prabhupada. That's the sign of a devotee. He just naturally evokes devotion to God just by seeing him. And of course, Lord Chaitanya is a devotee, but he's actually Krishna acting as the best devotee. So here's another story about an impersonalist who became a devotee by the proper association. Bilba Mangal Kaila Gyache Dasha Apanara Ihande Kise Dasha Ahila Amara. Bilba Mangal Thakur abandoned his impersonal realization for the realization of the personality of Godhead. I now see that my condition is similar to his, for it is already changed. So Prabhupada explained, in his early life, Bilba Mangal Thakur was an impersonalist, monist. He believed everything was one, everything was ultimately undifferentiated. And he used to meditate upon the impersonal Brahman effulgence. I see the light, I see the light. Later he became a devotee of Lord Krishna, and his explanation for this change is given in the verse, text 178, that is quoted in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sometimes a devotee gradually comes to the stage of Bhagavan realization, realization of the Supreme Person, after having attained the lower stages of realization, impersonal Brahma realization, and localized Paramatma realization, that means Lord in the heart. The condition of such a devotee is described in the Chaitanya Chandramrita by Prabodhananda Saraswati. Thai volume Naragayate Tridasha Puragasha Pushpai Durdaten Dan Tendriya Kalasarpa Patala Prokata Damstrayate Vishwam Purna Sukhayate Vidhi Mahendradishcha Kirtayate Yatkarunya Kataksha Vaibhava Vatang Tam Gauram Mevastu Maha. Famous verse. Kaivalya, oneness in the effulgence of Brahman, appears hellish and devotee because there's no activities. It is boring as hell. The heavenly planets, the abodes of the demigods, appeared to a devotee like phantasmagorias. In other words, just temporary. The yogis meditate for sense control, but for a devotee, the senses appear like serpents with broken teeth. In other words, they can't harm you. You don't give in to them. The devotee doesn't have to control his senses, for his senses are already engaged in the Lord's service. And his mind, too. Samai manau krishna padara vindayo. What is that? Let's try to remember that other verse. Kabe hama he rabo Sri Vrindavana. The mind is manifest Vrindavana, manifest devotion automatically. But that's not us. For us, it's the other thing. Our mind manifests lust, anger, rage, illusion, envy. So therefore, we follow sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti. Consequently, there's no possibility the senses will act like serpents. But that doesn't apply for a person who is in the immature stage. In the immature stage, one has to be very careful of the serpents, the senses. In the material condition, the senses are as strong as poisonous snakes. That's us. No, we're not the snakes, but the senses. When the senses are engaged in the Lord's service, they're like poisonous snakes with their fangs removed, and so they are no longer dangerous. The entire world is a replica of Vaikuntha for the devotee because he has no anxiety. He sees that everything belongs to Krishna. That's Vishwam Purna Shukayate. And he does not want to enjoy anything for himself. He does not even aspire for the position of Lord Brahma, big headache, or Indra. He simply wants to engage everything in the service of the Lord. Therefore, he has no problem. He stands in his original constitutional position. All this is possible when one receives Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's merciful glance. In the Chaitanya Chandramata, there are many more verses illustrating this principle. Let's see how long this... So we'll finish this purport. Okay. Dikkavranti chavama loga virujastam gora chandram numaha chitana chandramata 6 tabad brahma kata vimukta padave tavanna tikteva vet tavat chapi vishrin kalatvam ayate no loka vedas titaki tavat shastra viramita kalakalo narabhir vartmasu Shri Chaitanya Padambucha Priyajano Yavana Diggo Chataha Chaitanya Chandramata 19 Goras Chara Sakalamaharat Kopi Me Tivravirya Chaitanya Chandramata 60 A discussion of the impersonal Brahman is not very palatable. It means the devotee doesn't like it. To a devotee, the so-called regulations of the Shastras also appear null and void to him. There are many people who argue over the Shastras, but discussions are but tumultuous, roaring by the, that's onomatopoetic, roaring by the influence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All these problems disappear. Jai, problems disappear. Thank God. Okay, so today we would did 147 to 177. All right. So now we will take some questions. We just have 8 more minutes. I want to stop by 6 because we have some programs going on in the temple right now. So we are unmuting you, or you can write down your questions in the chat window, or you can unmute yourself. Or you can raise your hand, or any one of the above. So, who has a question? I do not see anybody with a question.
Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances.
Okay, so what's your question?
Gurudev, I was reading the chapter 9 again. And in that one, it talked about like Sravanam, Kirtanam, 9 process of bhakti, 9 tools of bhakti.
How to do.
So then I have forgot, like, then what is the meaning of bhakti, the devotional service? Like, how do you define devotional service?
Shunyam jnana karmana avritam anukuyena krishnana shinam bhaktivutam. Devotional service means to serve Krishna in the way that he wants to be served, actively and with devotion. That's devotional service. Now, in the meantime, we practice that. And we practice that by following the 9 processes of devotional service. That's devotional service in practice.
But ultimately, devotional service means to serve Krishna in the way he wants to be served, exactly what he wants, being active, enthusiastic at it, and number three, doing it with the spirit of devotion. That's devotion. In a nutshell, and that's from Rupa Goswami. That's the nutshell verse in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anyabhi lashita shunyam gyana karma napratam anukulyena krishnana shilinam bhakti uttamam. To serve Krishna, but serve him with devotion. To do what Krishna wants, but do it with devotion. And if you don't have devotion, then practice it. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam. Then hear. Use your intelligence to make yourself hear and remember and chant and do some puja and surrender at the lotus feet. Become the friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And ultimately, surrender everything. Okay? That's devotional service. Okay. And now, Miss Craddock has a question. What's the question, Miss Craddock? Speak now. I can't hear you. You are speaking. You are unmuted, but I can't hear a word you say. I still can't hear a word you say. You are completely quiet. And I'm not controlling your quietness. Okay. Nobody can hear a word you're saying. Somehow or other, you are. Okay, Radha Padma has a question.
Krishna Gurudev, Dandavat Pranam.
Oh, you don't look like Radha Padma. Unless you did a sex change or something. What's the question?
So in Vishnu Sahasra Nam, all the names are of Krishna are there or not?
No, not all. Krishna has unlimited names. Don't you understand? Nam Namakari Bahuta Nijasarva Sakti Stitrapi Tadni Mata Smartana Kala. You have thousands of millions of names, Krishna. But you have basically a thousand names in the Vishnu Sahasranam that are most popular in India.
Gurudev, in that case, can we give Vishnu Sahasranam as a reference for incarnations of the Lord, like sometimes other sampradayas, they say our sampradaya, we follow such and such deity, and he's Krishna's incarnation. And
yes, you can use the Vishnu Sahasranam as reference.
Okay. Thank you, Gurudev.
So, here's a question from Miss Craddock. It's typed. Lord Chaitanya hinted to Brahmananda Bharti and he got it. How can we be more in tune with those indications and follow them? Listen. By chastisement, sometimes the guru instructs by sarcasm, sometimes he instructs by indirect reference, sometimes he instructs by not listening to you. So you have to be... And sometimes he instructs by having Krishna mute you. So, just those who have ears, let them hear. So, in other words, just see what Krishna is saying. And sometimes Krishna instructs through people who are not even devotees. Just like the spiritual master may give instructions through the most unusual person. Just like the story of Bilva Mangal Thakur, who Prabhupada quoted in his purport. Bilva Mangal Thakur, in addition to being an impersonalist before he became a devotee, also addicted to his girlfriend. His girlfriend's name was Chintamani. She wasn't like Chintamani we have in North Carolina, but anyway, his girlfriend's name was Chintamani. That's a beautiful name for a girlfriend. You know, if you have a girlfriend, you should call her Chintamani. Anyway, so his girlfriend's name was Chintamani. And he was so addicted to seeing her that even though it was a raging storm and lightning and hail and the river was flooded, he swam across the river, grabbed hold of a dead body as he crossed the river, climbed a wall with what he thought was a rope, but it actually happened to be a snake, arrived at her door completely disheveled, torn clothes, looking like, you know, bloody all over the place. And he gets to her door, knocks on her door, and she cannot believe that he's come all the way there just to see this body of flesh and blood. And so she says to him, naturally, Bill Mongol, if you were so devoted to Krishna, you'd be a pure devotee by now. And so we hear that. Wow, that's my guru speaking through her mouth. And so the guru can speak that way too, even through the mouth of your girlfriend. Of course, I'm not saying you should have a girlfriend. That's not proper. Nor a boyfriend. You should have Krishna as your friend. Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gatvavam shanti richati. Krishna's your best friend. So Bhimamangal Thakur heard it. He didn't think, oh, this girl is just teasing me in a loving fashion. Most of us, not me of course, but most of you would think, oh, she's just like acting cute today and more adorable. And they wouldn't even hear it. But he heard the words of his spiritual master coming through the mouth of this girl. And he left and went to Vrindavan. And a lot of things happened on the way to Vrindavan, which we don't have time to talk about right now. But it was an interesting pastime. So you have to be ready to hear when Krishna says something. Not the other day, it was another month at this point. I was speeding in the car and I got a ticket. So I heard that Krishna said, don't speed. Krishna was speaking to me through the mouth of the police. Don't speed. Don't try to enjoy materially. Just behave yourself. So, you know, Krishna sometimes speaks in different ways like that through the policeman. So if someone comes up to us in the street and says, why are you so proud? Take it as Krishna speaking. Don't just yell at him. Take it as Krishna speaking. But we are so proud. Upadesho hi murkanam prakupai nishantiye. When we get good instructions, we just get angry. That's the problem. We should not get angry. We should appreciate good instructions. He who chastises me is my friend. He who praises me is my enemy. Okay, I have to end now because we have a program at the temple. Thank you all for joining us. Tomorrow is Sunday here. And I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday, but we'll have the program at the online program at the same time, same station. And we'll see you all then. Thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki.